Sean's going to tell us all about text selection on iOS devices.
I think it's pretty obvious to say that we all like smartphones. I mean, smartphones are great. We don't just like them, we love them. But, I hate to say it, but they're not perfect. Especially when it comes to entering text. If it's anything more than a short email or text, you're going to want an external keyboard. And when it comes to cutting, copying, or selecting text, you can just forget it. Well, at least that's how it used to be before the introduction of the text selection feature in iOS 9. Let's go crazy and select some text. Bo. When the crowd say bow, selector. When the crowd say bow, selector. Okay, to show you how text selection works, I'm going to need some text. So on my iPhone 6S, I've opened the Notes app and created a short note.
Note. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Last night Stephen, Jackie and Sean went to the Chinese restaurant and ordered 3 portions of chicken fried rice and chips. Insertion point at end.
Okay, I know it's not Shakespeare, but, you know, it could be a diary entry. But it's not quite correct. I do want to make some changes to that. Now, as you heard, currently the text cursor is at the end of the text I've just typed. The first thing to know about iOS text selection is that it only selects text to the right of the cursor. And, as we're at the end of the text, there is nothing after it, I can't select anything from here. Now, obviously, the one exception to this is select all, in which case it doesn't matter where my cursor is, it will select all the text. It sounds more complicated than it is, so let's just show you how it works. I'm going to move the text cursor back to the start of the text with a single finger double tap.
Insertion point at start.
Now we can select some text, so let's take a look at the text selection option in the rotor. For those of you who don't know, the rotor gesture is like you're turning an invisible dial on the screen of your device. Now what options are in the rotor change depending on what you're doing. But when you are entering text, you will find in there somewhere text selection.
Text selection. Swipe right to expand selection, swipe left to shrink selection.
And there it is, text selection. As you heard, VoiceOver gives you a little hint. Swipe right to expand selection, swipe left to shrink selection. We'll get into that in a second. So now we are in text selection mode. If I do a single finger swipe up or down, I will cycle through the different selection options. Let's take a look.
Character selection, word selection, line selection, page selection, select all.
So there we go, again, just using a single finger swipe up or down to cycle through the options there. It's pretty self-explanatory what these options do. It chooses the scope of your selection. So for example, if I choose character and swipe to the right, it will select a character at a time. If I choose word, it will select a word at a time, or a line at a time, page at a time, or select all. So let me show you how it works. If I swipe down again to choose character.
Character selection.
And now a single finger swipe to the right.
Capel. Selected.
And again.
A. Selected. S. Selected. T. Selected.
And there we go, I've selected the word last a character at a time. Now a single finger swipe to the left will deselect a character at a time, or shrink the selection.
T. Unselected.
And again.
S. Unselected. A. Unselected. Capel. Unselected.
So there we go, nice and simple. Let's try it again, but this time let's select by word. So a single finger swipe down to change it to word selection.
Word selection.
And then swipe right to actually select.
Last. Selected. Knight. Selected. Stephen. Selected.
And again swipe to the left to unselect a word at a time.
Stephen. Knight. Last. Unselected.
I won't show you them all because it'll be incredibly boring and you know exactly how it works by now. If I choose select by line, it will select everything till the next full stop. Page will select everything till the next page. And select all, again, obviously, will select everything. Bo.
When the crowd say bo, selector. When the crowd say bo, selector.
Okay, so that's how you select text, but what can you do with text once you've selected it? Well, as I said at the start, I do want to make some changes to what I've written. So firstly, I need to move the cursor to the text I want to change. So I'm going to change my cursor navigation to words. For those of you who don't know, again, you can do this through the rotor. You can choose to move the cursor by line, words, or characters. So I'm going to move the cursor by swiping to the right.
Last. Night. Stephen, comma.
Okay, so this is where I want to be. I want to select the words after the word Stephen. So my cursor's in the right place. I'm now going to choose text selection option from the rotor.
Text selection. Swipe right to expand selection. Swipe left to shrink selection.
Now I'm going to swipe down until I find word selection.
Character selection. Word selection.
Perfect. Now I'm going to swipe right with one finger to make my selection.
Jackie. Select and selected. Sean. Selected.
Excellent. Okay, so I've selected what I wanted to select, Jackie and Sean. Now, if you do want to double check what you have selected, you can do a three-finger single tap on the screen.
Selected text, Jackie and Sean. Body, system font regular, 17-point, dark grey, natural alignment.
Now I've got those words selected, I could just type on the keyboard to replace them with whatever I type, or I could hit delete to delete them. But I want to copy them, so I'm going to use the edit option again from our old friend the rotor.
Edit.
When you find edit in the rotor options, you can swipe up or down with a single finger to choose what you want to do.
Cut. Paste. Define. Share. Make checklist item. Copy.
In this case, I'm going to cut the selection.
Cut.
Now, if I double tap anywhere on the screen, it will cut the selected text.
Jackie and Sean.
So now let's get VoiceOver to read the note again.
Note. Text field. Is editing. Last night Stephen went to the Chinese restaurant and ordered 3 portions of chicken fried rice and chips. Insertion point between and at 19th position.
And there you go. That's perfect now. I'm sorry, Stephen. I couldn't resist it. Okay, Stephen may kick me out, so let's change that back again. Let's paste that text back in. So the cursor hasn't moved, it's in the same position, so all we need to do is go to the edit menu again and choose paste.
Edit.
Swipe down till we find paste.
Make checklist item. Select. Paste.
There it is, now double tap to paste.
Jackie and Sean.
Now let's read the note again.
Note. Text field. Is editing. Last night Stephen, Jackie and Sean went to the Chinese restaurant and ordered 3 portions of chicken fried rice and chips.
So there you have it, that's the basics of text selection in iOS 9. It really is so much better than it used to be. Before iOS 9, it was practically impossible to select text. You had to pinch and paw at the screen like a demented crab, it was just impossible. And although it is still a little long-winded, it is so much easier and it is practical in iOS 9. One other little trick I will say you may not be aware of is the ability to copy whatever VoiceOver said last to the clipboard. So if I just swipe left, it will give me the time I created this note.
The 2nd of June 2016 at 7:49.
Now, if I tap on the screen with 3 fingers 4 times, I know it's crazy, it will copy that to the clipboard.
The 2nd of June 2016 at 7:49, copied to pasteboard.
Or pasteboard, as VoiceOver calls it for some reason. So, a 3-fingered quadruple tap on the screen will copy whatever VoiceOver said last to the clipboard. Fantastic.